Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm very glad to have you back in the studio. We're talking glam again today.
Yes, I thought we could talk about the New York Dolls.
Excellent. So for people who might be jogging their memories, who did we talk about last time?
We talked about Mark Bolan.
Mark Bolan.
Yeah.
Very glamorous man.
It's kind of weird because each kind of band kind of claims to be the founder of glam rock. But I kind of feel like, you know how like history's only ever written by the winners?
Yeah,
so I kind of feel
yeah.
like they're just all claiming it, but I think they were kind of simultaneous.
Yeah.
But what is quite interesting is, I guess Mark Bolan kind of wore women's clothing, but not necessarily full-on dresses or anything like that. He just kind of wore it in kind of
blouses
in a feminine way, but was quite masculine. And I guess with the New York Dolls, they kind of took it that level further where they wore high heels, like stilettos, feather boas, and actual dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they even used to go and get metal spikes put in their heels so they could walk around town.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Flash.
Crazy, eh?
So who were the New York Dolls, if people don't know?
So New York Dolls formed in 1971, and they kind of quickly gained notoriety as being outrageous, both in kind of personality and in performance.
Mm.
I guess coming from like the Lower East Side in New York in the 1970s, you had to be really, really tough because it was a really, really rough place to be. It was rife with drug addiction. Apparently, like, you know, heroin was cheaper than marijuana, so that was kind of like the drug of choice.
And Johnny Thunders was notoriously a bit of a heroin user, wasn't he?
Yeah, they all kind of had addictions of sorts, you know, and that ultimately ended in the, you know, making the band kind of disband. But they actually did perform here.
Didn't they?
Yeah, so they came here in 2007.
Oh, wow.
And I remember because it was my birthday.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, oh, my God, the New York Dolls have come to play for me.
All for me.
And did you go?
Yeah, it was at the St. James.
Oh,
and it
cool.
was really, really cool.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
But, you know, by then they kind of, like, had tamed down.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure it was still pretty wild by many people's standards.
Seemed disappointed by that.
Yeah, I really loved it, though. I remember, like, really loving it. I guess I'll read out this kind of description. Their glam rock androgyny belied an unpolished musical style that combined British invasion influenced rhythm and blues with the guitar distortion and booming backbeat of proto-punk bands such as the MC5 and Iggy and the Stooges.
Nice.
So Johnny Thunders and the New York Dolls were fans of Mark Bolan and T-Rex. They ended up being invited to open for Rod Stewart in the UK at Wembley Stadium to an audience of something like 13,000, which was quite massive.
Yeah.
And this was even before they'd released a debut album.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
also, not a combo of bands I would necessarily think to put together.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart and the New York Dolls.
Yeah, well, I guess like Rod Stewart's so macho.
Yeah.
And the New York Dolls were very macho, you know, even though they were dressing up, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, we mentioned last time, you know, in the UK, homosexuality had been decriminalised in 1969, but it was still, you know, illegal in the States. So so it was quite, you know, I guess kind of quite shocking for the UK audiences to see these men that were kind of totally like in spiked heels and things like that.
Yeah.
But when you read interviews with Sylvain Sylvain and David Johansen, who are in the band, they kind of like were, well, you know, this is just what was going on at the time. Like David Johansen says in a Vanity Fair interview in March 2011, we weren't trying to be confrontational. It's just what was going on in the Lower East Side.
Mm.
We were representing our constituency. So,
I love that, like the MPs of the Lower East Side, New York Dolls.
It kind of makes you feel like that place, you know, because there's a lot of kind of like romantic kind of memories about New York, but he kind of goes on to say, you know, it was really rough. We were beaten up nearly every other day.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't just walk down the road because people just were very violent. And the New York Dolls were kind of just borrowing clothes from their girlfriends, many girlfriends, just from op shops and from bastions of counterculture like Granny Takes a Trip and Bieber and the Jumping Jack Flash, so all those kinds of stores. And they kind of went on to influence people like the Sex Pistols. You know, Malcolm McLaren did actually manage them for a wee while in 1975. Mm-hmm. He ended up kind of making them wear all red leather for one show.
Very and, Malcolm McLaren.
Turning it into kind of like a communist band, like, or what, like, looked like a communist band. Of course, I guess they were named after a Dole hospital, like the Dole Hospital of New York.
So is this like an actual hospital where you take your dolls, yeah, if they're broken, their, you know, teeth or their nose or something, and they, yeah, fix them up nicely for you?
Yeah, Kay Road used to have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember when I was a kid, my mum took my doll to the Dole Hospital.
Oh.
Came back with a sticker on its leg and I couldn't get off.
Yeah, my...
Weird things you remember.
My grandma had a big, well, she still has a big China doll, and it had little teeth that, yep, got pushed in and used to rattle when she when you sort of held her, and she went and got her fixed at the Dole Hospital, and I remember being very disappointed when I was a little kid that she didn't rattle anymore.
I guess Morrissey, he was very heavily influenced. He, I think he might have been like president of their fan club.
Yeah, someone's just texted that in. Morrissey was president of the New York Dolls fan club in the UK in the 70s, and yep, apparently he was responsible for them reforming. That's according to Andy.
Yeah, that did happen, and that was in 2004, so that would have been the precursor to coming here in 2007. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that, Morrissey, I guess.
Yeah.
Even if he's a bit of a dick now, but...
He hasn't always been a dick. No. But yeah, sadly, I don't know what happened. Yeah, it's weird. Like, Malcolm McLaren and Vivienne Westwood met Sylvain Sylvain at a trade show for fashion, because Sylvain Sylvain used to have a clothing label, and he actually did restart a clothing label a couple of years ago, and there's an interview with him in Vogue magazine as well.
Oh, wow.
So
cool.
They've kind of always been personally influenced in fashion as well. Yeah. You know, so
that's awesome.
Yeah,
they've definitely got that, like, I guess, legacy that they've left behind too. That is that they kind of were sort of I always think of them in that kind of Rocky Horror Picture sort of way, yeah, in my head, that kind of almost drag glam aesthetic a little bit too, but
I think it's the feather boas that kind of like just make you think of Frankenfurter, and
totally. Someone's texted in to say Hollywood brats were also doing cross-dressing glam in the mid-70s from the US as well.
Oh, I don't know them, so I'm going to write that down and look
Hollywood
it up.
Hollywood brats. We will look that up. You've picked us a New York Dolls song to play this morning. What have we got here, Penelope?
This is actually my favourite one. It's Stranded in the Jungle, because it just makes me feel like I imagine 1970s New York, Lower East Side, like super really really hot, and for some reason I've just got this vision of people like dancing around, and you know, they hit the water hydrants and they go woo, and then we're all
dancing,
like, having
in the street vibes. Yeah, love it. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
Back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. Well, the boys in the jungle had me on a run. When something heavy hit me like an
Chignu. Let me out of here.
Back in the jungle.
That was the New York Dolls with Stranded in the Jungle. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.